Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
What's that?
And can we bring in Mike Gary? Because he was going to be in the shot. Might as well have, Mike Gary is
there
here.
He is.
Our executive producer today on the show, doing a great job. He hosts the Robert Davi Show. He's on more than Robert Davi. He's actually, it's the Mike Gary Show occasionally with Robert Davi.
Our guest from all parts known,
yes,
Robert Davi.
Robert Davi. That's good.
How's Robert he Davi doing, by the way? Is Bob okay?
He's back. He was feeling a little ill, and they're still doing tests and stuff, but he's back home, so that's the good news.
Oh, he's home. Good,
yeah.
Good, good. We should go over there and look through his window.
We should actually be good to do that.
In the rain. Look through the window at Bob in the rain.
Robert Davi was Franz Sanchez in the License to Kill James Bond movie. He was in the Goonies. He was at a Goonie convention recently. He played the role of the FBI agent.
Yes.
In Die Hard. Do you know what that FBI agent's name was?
What's that?
Big Johnson.
Big Johnson. You don't want to say that thing backwards.
Yeah. Just leave it alone. I don't know how he can just put it.
Yeah, right. That's what you do. That you do.
So how's your Christmas? Everything good? The holidays? You decorate. I know you go crazy around the house.
That's the one word you can't put on me. Decorate.
I know you got everything. Stockings. I went by your place and there are a bunch of stockings. You should put those to the laundry.
Well, that
first.
Sleigh that I put up on the roof is holding up nicely in the weather.
It's just beautiful. And lots of lights, man. You really have gone all out.
I should let the kid out of the back. A neighbor kid came over and wanted to get up there, so I put him up there, and I drove away. I went to the store.
He's in the sleigh? He's in the sleigh.
I think he's still there. His mom came to get him.
Been raining. That's good. Yeah. We'll get the ladder.
I left the ladder with his mother.
Anyway, a lot to talk about. The new year is right just poking around the corner, so we hope you're going to have a good new year. It's our New Year's show, and we hope that you will be able to enjoy this new year here and settle back. I hope this is a good new year for you. That's the whole idea, you know?
Well, this is the year that I'm getting new windows for my house.
In the new year. Here,
in the new
this year. 2022.
2022.
All right. You're in the Sports Lounge 2022 style. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, stay with us.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
And welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. It's our Happy New Year Sports Lounge. Happy New Year, Fred.
Well, listen, I want to wish everyone...
That was a great sound that you made there with that little...
You know, that's life. You know, we're here. Everything that we do here is open. Not everything. But it's a great time to be alive. And I'm happy, even though we have things we could be better at. This has been a very interesting year. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad we're into the new year. A happy new year on that.
Yeah.
On that regard.
Really, and you. We've had rain in Southern California. We do this show from Hollywood, California, and you have say this is rain is a blessing because you've been working on that back bank there at the Dreyer Estate.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Thank
Things
you.
Things going well there.
Yes. My hedge, my ficus hedge, which runs about 30 to 40 yards long at the top of the. Hey. At the top of the hill, it was
a big ficus hedge.
But they're great. You know, once you get them an infusion of food and water, they're great. The problem is the right side of it, which is like maybe about 15 feet, is thinning out, and the hedge itself is looks feeble and it needs nourishment. So I went down to Yakimoto's. That's the name. Went down.
Is that the gardeners?
I went down. No,
the nursery.
I went down to Yakimoto's nursery over in Santa Monica, and I just said, "Look, here's my problem. What do I do? Here's the bag. Here's how you do it. Get back there. Do it." And so I did, and I made it just in time. I finished sprinkling the food on the roots and underneath the hedge. And now I'm eagerly awaiting the blossoms to come.
So this was a timing issue here. You got the stuff down on the roots and everything, and on the ground just prior to the big rainstorm.
Yeah, but actually about a day before. So
this is good. You work on that bank an awful lot. You're up there. It's I know part of your house. You talk to the neighbor's dog. Is the hedge on the side with the neighbor dog?
Or? No. It's directly behind on the back side of the lot.
Okay.
And then on the side are my neighbors. Certainly good neighbors.
Yeah.
And although I had when I was trimming the one hedge, I really take care of my property.
You're a hedge trimmer.
And so I brought the hedge people in there. I just said, look, here's what I want you to do. And while they were doing it, the lady next door.
Little bad eggnog we have here for Christmas.
Yes. The lady next door came out of her window and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, we're doing what we usually do for the last 27 years that I've lived here, Betty, and that is to trim the hedges. Well, you shouldn't be cutting these hedges down. This is not a good – I'm not cutting them down. So I figured I'm going to cut this thing real short, not the hedge, but the conversation.
Yeah.
And I just said, Betty, we're going to take care of it, and when it's done, anything you want, you let me know. Well, okay. And I never heard from her, so –
So she was commenting on you trimming your own hedge.
Well, she was.
She liked saying
my hedge is shared as a equal partnership to the space between the two properties. So
gotcha.
I have to figure a hedge that's like so, and then you can only go up and across to her property line, and everything up here and down there is left. Unattended.
I have the same problem on a neighbor on one side. On one side, I got a driveway that goes up to some houses way in the back. But on the one side, I've got my kind of, it's not a hedge, but there's a lot of shade and wonderful trees there on the one side. And my neighbor will start sawing away at branches.
Yeah. It's threatening.
I don't mind it if he would just ask first and say, is it okay if I chop some branches off there? I'd say yes. But the guy just goes out there and starts chopping away. And all of a sudden, I hear it inside. I go, what do you think you're doing?
Well, it's over on the side of my yard.
I said, well, you could ask first. You know, that's the proper thing to do. Knock on the door and say, hey, you mind? And then a second time, his gardeners were up on the top of the wall, and it's a tall wall.
Oh, yeah.
And they were there. I heard snip, 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 and I looked, and he was snipping everything that just crossed over onto his side. So it's a real neighbor war going on. I'm not so much pressing it for an altercation, but he's trimming away everything from his side that he possibly can. And his whole yard is total cement except for a swimming pool. So he wants no maintenance in that yard whatsoever. So he probably feels that the leaves won't get in his yard if he chops all the branches back.
Huh. Well, look, it's a new year.
It's a new year.
22.
Let's go into fun.
22
brotherly
is here.
Love. Yeah.
And what you need to know is that you're loved. Yes, you are.
I am.
You're loved.
Yes.
And your neighbor is loved. Maybe not by you, but...
He's all right. It's got a little quirkiness to him. Let's get to some of our neighbors that are talking to us now. Nikki says, hello from Nebraska. Hope you both had a great Christmas and have a great new year. And we will. Kathy wishing us a happy new year. Bernard wishing us a happy new year. Regards from Ottawa, he says. What else we got here? Bruce, happy new year, guys. More shows, please. They want more shows here. Carl.
Well, that might happen.
You think so?
I think so.
Finally?
Yeah, well, look.
Are you off that microphone again? Put that thing right
up. Oh, I'm right here.
Yeah, there you go. It's good. And then Carl says, happy new year to all of you from Los Gatos. Carl, thank you.
That's up in Northern California.
Yeah. And Nikki's saying, Fred the Green Thumb. So apparently you're catching people. You're a good gardener. You really do work that yard.
Well, I do. I have an appreciation for the yard. And so far in this young year, it's entering into the year 2022.
Yes.
And it's got a great attitude. And hopefully this rain really helps bring it back.
Yeah, it's good to have rain. And, you know, we're in Southern California and there hasn't been a lot of rain. And so this is a good thing for us to have that.
Yeah.
Do you save rainwater at all? Do you try to capture it sometimes?
You know, I don't. I used to keep it in my room, but I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was watching that new show on Paramount Plus, 1883, where the prequel to the Dutton family that's in the Yellowstone TV show, Kevin Costner's series, and so the family is there, and the one girl goes down to the creek, and she sees a lot of German settlers going, and apparently they were drinking the water from the river that went by, and they were getting like cholera from the river water. It was polluted back in 1883, for gosh sakes.
So, is that because the people dumped their their cow and cattle excrements.
Could have been. They were supposed to boil the water first before they drank it. And the German settlers didn't know that. And the young girl was, so she was going, water, no good, no good. You know, she's,
is that what she did?
Yeah, she went, pointed at the water.
She went like this?
Pointed at the water and went, no good, no, don't, no drink.
They didn't misinterpret that?
No, not to cut their neck. No, just, she just went crossways, like, don't drink it. Like,
yeah, don't drink it.
Yeah. So.
Well, look, it's just a mistake. Anybody die?
No, at least in the episode so far. So that's
but there's a lot of diarrhea. Would you say there's there's diarrhea? Is that one? Signs that something's amiss with the river?
It's a very realistic type show, but I see that in the scene.
So in the future episodes, when the kids come downstairs and they come downstairs with their Nike bathing suits and their towels, and he says, "We're going into the river," and you hear from a distance, "No."
So you can catch us on the SiriusXM radio. We're on channel 203. Mike Gary brings this out to me. He said, "Hey, make sure you tell everybody that it's channel 203 if they got the XM radio. And if they have the old Sirius radio, it's channel 217. And if you listen to it online, it's 967. And then you can get us on sports."
This is too many numbers. We got to simplify. Simplify. Sports. That's going to be my battle cry for 22.
Just look for Sports Byline. Sports Byline Radio has us on all of their affiliates. And, of course, we're on all
I'm already exhausted, I got to tell you.
CRN Digital Talk Radio affiliates. More affiliates, more ways to listen. You can go to our website, crntalk.com.
I hope I don't really make a mistake and listen to someone else's radio.
Got to check it out. Remember, XM 203, Sirius 217, Sirius XM Online 967. Yeah. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is the guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor from Land's End, from Hunter, Agent X, Crisis, the Transformer movie. You've seen him everywhere. He's, was it Fred Dreyer? Yeah, it's the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Don't forget Cheers.
Oh, yeah, Cheers.
Come on.
Recurring role in Cheers. That was a good one. So anyway, kind of a sad day for us here on the Sports Lounge because we were talking last week about John Madden. I said, hey, we should call him up and get him on the show, and you said no. And now this week we've lost one of the greats of football, and we're talking about John Madden. He was your coach in college, am I correct?
John was the individual coach from San Diego State that recruited me to San Diego.
Wow.
From El Camino Junior College. And that was after the 66 season. And he
actually called you and wanted you to come.
Well, right? He showed up at the school.
Wow.
And said, let's go to dinner. So I took him over to my mom's, to our house.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the old line joke was my mom said, oh, it's really, thank you for coming over and, you know, inviting my son to school and all that and blah, blah, blah. And then when he left, we went to dinner and then he brought me home. And then my mom said, gee, Mr. Madden, he has very large feet, doesn't he? I said, yes, by the way. That's a very good observation. He was instrumental in convincing me that, here's what he said. He says, look, I'd like you to come to San Diego State, but if you don't, you're going to be successful no matter where you go. But we'd like you to be successful for us. We'd Wow. like you to come down. And it was so reasonable. It wasn't the coach's rush that you get from a lot of coaches, you know. And I went down and enrolled, and my life changed fast for the better.
This was you were at, he saw you at El Camino College. Is that where you were?
Yeah, he recruited me from there after
San Diego State.
Yeah,
you had the greatest coaches at San Diego State: John Gibbs, John Madden.
No, let me run them off for you.
Okay, please. Yes,
it's Joe Gibbs.
I mean Joe Gibbs. Pardon me.
Rod Dauhauer.
Right.
Ernie Zampezi.
Yep.
Don Coryell,
mm-hmm.
and John Madden.
Yep.
And it was a great group of people. They were good people. You know, not only were they good coaches, clearly, but they were they really did care about the kids that they recruited. Don Coryell's players loved him, and he was the whole group was tight and close, and they had a lot of respect for one another. And so I'm lucky to have had that venture as a young 18, 19 year old kid, and then have a relationship that lasted for Don Coryell until he died 43 years.
Unbelievable.
And then of course now John is gone. He was 85 years of age, and he was instrumental. And bringing me to a place that I thrived, the environment, the school, the system, the people. It was a great opportunity for me. And then John left San Diego State, after my junior year, and then went to the Oakland Raiders.
Wow.
to be the linebacker coach, and then shortly after that became the head coach. He was the youngest, 33 years of age. 33 years of age, he was the youngest head coach in pro football. And he and Al Davis got along. They had an interesting relationship. And John speaks very highly of Al Davis, where many don't, and for various reasons. But he was John was John could get along with anybody. You know, I think the old saying goes, "I can get along with pretty much anybody except for the person." You know, that hates everybody. You know, you've got to have a mutual respect for what you do. And the players see that and they either perform for you or they don't. Boy, if you're managing or you're coaching a team or you're the head coach or you're the general manager and people don't have respect, you're very close to being out of this sport, as it were.
It's very true. It is. And he coached the Raiders, as you mentioned, from 1969 through 1978. Won a Super Bowl over the Minnesota Vikings in 1977. After he left the game there, he left the game when he was still in his 40s, and he accepted the broadcast booth and worked for like all the networks, CBS, Fox, ABC, NBC, and then he had that, everybody probably knows him for the sports video game, you know, Madden's sure. Football there, the biggest sports video game franchise of all time. Left his wife for Virginia. He's got a son, Mike, and a son, Joe, and our thoughts go out to the family. And Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, said, on behalf of the entire NFL family, we extend our condolences to Virginia, Mike, Joe, and their families. We all know him as the Hall of Fame coach of the Oakland Raiders and broadcaster who worked for every network. But more than anything, he was a devoted husband, father, and grandfather. Nobody loved football more than Coach. He was football. He was an incredible sounding board to me and so many others. There will never be another John Madden, and we will forever be indebted to him for all he did to make football and the NFL what it is today.
Well, those are good words, and they're accurate and true, and the sentiment is certainly correct. You know, as time goes by, you know, we're all getting closer to the exit, and I'm very well aware, you know, of losing. I lost my brother almost 2 years ago. And I can't believe it's been that long. And then I'm losing, you know, people that knew me
right.
When I was a young 18-year-old kid, coaches and players and the like. And so you don't always look to be gloomy and glum,
right?
But sometimes it's just hard pushing through because. The more people leave, the closer you are to leaving as well. You know?
That is true. And, you know, it's the inevitable thing that happens. But, you know, you just appreciate them. You're the all-pro defensive end, a great player, but you had all these great people around you. And I think even when you were coming to the Rams or whatever, I think you shared one time you talked to John Madden when he was with Oakland there a little bit too, didn't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. See his thoughts and stuff. So he's a guy you could have picked up the phone at any time in your life and talked to the guy. It's like, that's an amazing thing.
It's funny, though, but, you know, every time the Rams would play the Raiders,
right.
The teams would run out for the kicking team, which is an hour before kickoff. And so we'd come out, and John and Al Davis would be standing together right outside the tunnel, right to the right or to the left. And they'd be talking amongst themselves, watching each and individual player as they walked out. Yeah, you know? And I came by and I said, "Hey, hi, boys," and they were so upset at me.
Why?
I broke the rule.
Yeah, you broke the rule.
I said, you're on that side, so just keep going and and don't pay any attention to what we're doing.
Yeah, that's our
one of the games, we just happened, the players after the game walk up the tunnel after the game's over, and I found myself literally standing next to John, and he would not acknowledge me. We won.
Yeah, but he wouldn't acknowledge
me. He just It was as
and you
if,
stood there as long as you possibly.
No,
could.
I didn't. We were walking up.
Yeah,
up
oh, I gotcha.
His body language was, don't even say, good game, coach. You know. Yeah, we don't want to hear any of that crap.
So. Jerry Jones says, no one lived a more beautiful football life than John Madden. And by the way, he finished his career, listen to this, 103 wins, 32 losses, only 32 losses in the regular season, 9-7 in the postseason. That's the second best winning percentage in NFL history. And he led the Raiders to win, as we mentioned, Super Bowl 11 and five other AFC championship games. And his Raiders lost three times in the playoffs against the Pittsburgh Steelers, as your Rams did. Those Rams in the Super Bowl, you guys lost out. Those Steelers were a
Super
dynasty.
Super Bowl
then.
14.
Yeah.
We got beat by the Steelers that day.
So, but a great man, and he will be missed. My only, I wish he would have been on the show with us here. It's like you and I both talked about. You talked to your TV friends and great producers that you know and everything. People that worked with him, and he worked at first at CBS with Pat Summerall. You and I were talking before the show.
Right.
Then went to Fox. Then went to ABC and went to NBC. And he was with Al Michaels. He said that was a crowning point of his career to be with Al Michaels. He was talking about.
Yeah, John brought a wisdom. From an offensive lineman standpoint, you know, you always hear me out there, folks, talk about the line of scrimmage. And John brought you the line of scrimmage
every, the way you did the
every
booth.
Sunday.
You're right.
He brought you the line of scrimmage and he explained it to you. This is what we're missing terribly today.
You're right.
People are just yapping. They don't know how to use.
Yeah, that board that he would circle.
Yeah,
he said.
Well, they don't know how to use the telestrator.
You're right. Al Michaels, he worked with, and John Madden said working with him was like hitting the lottery. He was so much more than just football. John Madden, he was just an observer of everything around him. And I think that's what you want in a color commentator, is to be observing and saying, here's what just happened, as you tell us so many times.
Yeah, you want to educate people. That makes it fun.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer. To the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Take the spa experience home with Alico's luxury sauna line.
Choose from a unique variety of indoor or outdoor saunas that come in multiple shapes, sizes, and wood types, handcrafted from the highest quality materials. View our full selection at Alico.com to find the perfect match for your lifestyle. That's A-L-E-K-O.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com. Monthly financing available.
And we're back here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And we're talking a little bit about the great football coach, John Madden, who was also, a lot of people don't realize, a player. He was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. Am I correct on that, Fred?
He was indeed. And I've got to, I don't know if it'll come across or not.
Yeah, well, we'll hold it up later here in our last segment
we'll
for everybody.
Yeah.
I'll take it from you. We'll hold it up here. Number 77, which was your number in college, right?
That was I was number 77 at El Camino College in San Diego State.
And he was a tackle.
He was an offensive tackle for the Eagles.
And he had an injury, right? Bad knee or something that cut his playing career short.
He had a bad knee, and of course... The time comes when you have to decide: am I going to stay in football, or am I going to do it and seek the career that I think I should have, which is coaching? And so he became a coach.
So he did, and one of the great commentators too. Carl is saying, "Great coach and a great commentator."
Well, we were talking at the end of the break that. He spoke to people in a way that invited you in, and he had a very colorful way of giving you and presenting you what you're looking at. So much of what is going on in today's sport, pro football today, college, but especially pro football, the color commentators don't ask the specific questions that help them communicate what you're looking at. And John did that. He showed you replays of offensive linemen, and he showed you how the running back runs up and then cuts up into the hole and how he makes contact. Boom! He does those types of things. But what he did was he tied in the instant replay to the actual action and showed that it's easy to understand the sport if you understand what everybody's doing and why.
Yeah, he definitely was one of the best over there. And other NFL news for you, apparently the COVID-19 protocols have been updated now by the NFL. So they announced that they've updated the protocols to address the increase in cases and the advent of the Omicron variant, and effective immediately, quoting them, they say all clubs will implement preventative measures that have proven effective, masking regardless of vaccination status, remote or outdoor meetings, eliminating in-person meals, no outside visitors while a team travels. And so all this goes on. And Aaron Rodgers, he comes up with a statement, and he says that the NFL, and this, I think you're going to agree with this, Fred, the NFL has created a two-class system for vaccinated players versus unvaccinated. He says, Rodgers said he doesn't have that fear around COVID-19 because he doesn't have to test for the virus. He says, per NFL protocols, since Rodgers had COVID-19, he doesn't have to test for the virus for 90 days. He's in that window until a few days after the NFC Championship game, he says. However, testing is available for any player with symptoms, and non-vaccinated players, like vaccinated players, can still be infected multiple times. And here's his quote. He says, what I don't understand, this is from Aaron Rodgers, what I don't understand, though, it makes no sense to me to continue to spread this narrative that non-vaccinated players are more dangerous than super spreaders, which hasn't been proven to be true. He says, I don't understand this two-class system that exists in our league. He says, it's changing all the time. He says, it doesn't back it up. He says, there's not many unvaccinated guys left in the league, but it's obviously not a pandemic of the unvaxxed. It doesn't make sense to me. We're still punishing non-vaccinated. He says, what I don't understand is vaccinated people blaming non-vaccinated people because the vaccine that they took to avoid getting the virus doesn't stop them from getting the virus.
You're that's beautiful, because that narrative is being used by the league and by the government and by Fauci and health organizations as a whipping post to control people. And that's the reason a lot of this is continuing. It has been proven long and hard now, especially with the young kids. You know, once you start abusing young children with these shots, and you know how many young people, children, have died? There's 2,800 people. 2,800 have sustained emotional and traumatic situations. And it's all
from the vaccine you're talking
it's
about.
Suicidal.
You're talking about from after the vaccine. Is that
yeah?
What you mean?
I mean, you can't. There's no reason on earth to give children the masks. No reason to give them shots or boosters or any of this stuff.
Well, here comes something more. This is from the basketball world now. This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's calling out LeBron James, claiming that LeBron has encouraged vaccine hesitancy with COVID-19 with a meme. He said Kareem is not a fan of LeBron James' statements about COVID-19. 2 months ago, he called out James' hesitancy to promote the vaccine, and he said this time, there's a widely criticized meme that LeBron James has posted on his Instagram page. The offending meme, it's a kind of a three-way. If we've got a picture of it here, we'll put it up for you. It's a three-way Spider-Man poster labeled COVID, cold, and flu. So there's a Spider-Man with COVID labeled on it, a Spider-Man with cold, and a Spider-Man with flu, and the obvious implication being that the three illnesses are basically the same, which is emphatically false, according to Kareem. And but LeBron James is claiming that the image, he says, help me out, folks. He says, help me out on this thing. He said, he doesn't know which is which over there. He says, the meme names appeared to back up James' poster comments, such as, the fact that it's a blow to his legacy on this, is what they're saying now. So he said, it's the cold? Is it the COVID? Is it the flu? And he's confused by it.
Well, what's confusing is the people who have chosen to promote the politic of the flu, the Fauci politic, and not talk about herd immunity and not talk about the truth of the matter is this virus can kill and has killed people, older people with existing circumstances, extenuating health circumstances. Everything below there, it drops off precipitously. You have a 0.009 chance of dying if you're in a specific age group. If you're a child, you're never going to die from this unless you have some sort of pre-existing health issue, and people don't. But what kids are dying from is depression, anger, frustration. And that is worrisome. They've got whole classes of youth that are being manipulated to the point where they don't have a fighting chance to have these 2 or 3 years to reclaim them. And it's terrible.
Let's just hope we're in our New Year's show here. Let's hope that we get beyond this now and we can start to get ourselves back to normal. It seemed like we were on that path, and then
I don't know about that.
I hope we do. I hope everybody.
I hope everybody gets what they want for Christmas. But at the same time, you've got a real issue here. And it's not going away unless somebody tells Fauci, you're fired, and this is the avenue now that we're taking. We're not making money for the CDC. We're not making money for the World Health Organization, which is Fauci's group, which is China-based. We're not making anything here that is going to help solve the problem. And instead, it's going to speed up the distribution of shots. And that's the one thing that we do not need, because they have been proven not to be efficient.
Well, and it's affected the sports world now. Different viewpoints, different that. Again, I'm not anti-vax. I believe that if you want that vaccine, you check with your doctor, you get it. I'm against the mandate. And so that's just as simple as that. And apparently, the leagues are dealing with it, trying to make their mandates, and therein lies the problems. Now, let's get to fan mail here, because we got some great stuff that was sent in by some fans here. And Pamela, who always sends in some great stuff. She says this is in Hunter, a 1988 episode, and we're wondering if you recall Murder, He Wrote. That was the title of the episode, and it starred veteran actors Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and Angela Lansbury, a lookalike named Marge Redman. And in the story, she says, Mr. Zimbalist plays a multimillionaire who tells Hunter and McCall that someone's trying to kill him, meaning the Zimbalist character. And he is an invited to a dinner. They meet the man's nephews and nieces. They don't believe any of them would want to kill him. And later, when the character is shot to death in what becomes a locked room, a murder mystery, Hunter proves it was a suicide. And rather clever plot, but the highlight was when McCall asked Hunter if he knows the names of the Three Musketeers. Do you recall the names of the Three Musketeers now at all?
I always thought it was Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Because in the episode, it took a minute, and then you answered Happy, Pee-wee, and Sneezy. And McCall laughs and then takes your drink away and says, I think you've had enough of this. So apparently, and we have a picture up here for our radio listeners, there's you in a nice shirt, white shirt and tie, and there's the lovely McCall, Stephanie, there. Am I the one on the right? You're the one on the right. You're the one in the shirt and the tie, and the lovely Stephanie's taking away, it looks like some wine. It looks like an aperitif that Hunter should have.
Hunter's on duty right now. I just want you to know this. And he doesn't drink when he's on duty sometimes.
Sometimes.
This is one of those times.
Now, here you have, there's a photo that was also sent in the same episode where you're wearing a kind of a checkered shirt, and so is McCall.
Yes, that's a gaffe. That's what's called a clothes.
Is that true?
That's what's called a gaffe in the wardrobe department.
Because that wasn't supposed to happen, right?
Well, you don't choose to make that. I mean, nobody said, hey, Stephanie's wearing checkers, so I can. No, it's not.
You're both wearing checkers.
So Stephanie, I don't know if this was the first day of that wardrobe choice. If it was, she should have changed it.
Somebody should have.
Somebody should say, Stephanie, you got to change it. Look at that, red, white, and blue. How about that?
Now there's a picture here of Stephanie in that beautiful blue dress, and then the Angela Lansbury lookalike, Marge Redman. She is helping solve the mystery. She's holding a bouquet of flowers. She's in all red, and you're in a white shirt. So there
again,
you are.
I'm in a white shirt.
White shirt with a tie.
I'm looking for that drink that Stephanie took from me.
She took that wine from you. And then finally here in our last shot that was sent in, you're talking, this is before apparently he passed away in the episode, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., who, by the way, is a Czech actor, by the way. He's one of my countrymen. And there's McCall, who's in a nice business.
You had to get that in there.
Had to. And there's you in that white shirt, sans the tie. And he also have that nice gray, kind of a charcoal gray jacket on. With Levi's. That's a trend-setting episode. People wear that all the time now, but back in the day, you were trendsetter with this, right?
Yeah, they kind of wore that. News reporters did that. They sat down on set with a coat and tie, and then below they were,
We wear shorts during this show, but that's a whole other story.
Not with me there.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, SiriusXM. Thanks for joining us. Got an email here from a Chip of Youngstown, Florida, and Chip has mailed a couple of times. He says, I mailed a Fred Dreyer football card to you back in April of last year. I've been emailing with Courtney for an update on when it can be returned, signed would even be better. I've owned that card since the early 80s. I'm only looking to get a signature to one of my buddies. It won't be for sale. I just don't want to lose it. Now, unfortunately, it's either been lost in the mail or got lost in our stack of stuff there, Chip. So you're inviting him to send in a card, and you will personally sign it. And make sure you send a self-addressed stamped envelope. Am I right, Fred?
Yeah, look, I this has been dragging on here. I apologize. So that's completely our fault, my fault. Your card got misplaced, but I want to get you the card you want. There's a million football cards out there, different headshots, different years. I want you to tell me which card it was. If you can send a fax, you know, to take a picture of the card, send a fax to us, and I'll sign it and I'll get it back to you.
Yeah, or just email us after you get it, and If you can send a, you know, a description and a copy of it there in the email. Again, all your letters go to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R at crntalk.com, and you can get your emails answered here on the air and get that taken care of.
Yep, that's correct.
So show. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him at FredDreyer at CRN, as in the Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com. Don't forget, we're on Sports Byline. We also come your way on Sirius XM, all the different channels. Channel 203 on XM, 217 on your Sirius receiver. And don't forget, you get us on crntalk.com as well. That's our show. I'm Michael Horn. We'll see you next week. Final thoughts, Fred?
Well, you know, Ephraim Zimbalist had a pretty daughter, Stephanie.
Yes, definitely Zimbalist.
She was very nice, and it was a nice family. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.